Good morning, everyone. It's about 3 o'clock in the morning, and it's the 26th of April, on Thursday morning, 2018. You know, when we reflect on our lives, the events of our lives, it should give us absolute proof of two things. One, that our physical life is but a vapor vanishing away. And two, we have eternal, never dying souls. Now, the last statement I made, we have eternal, never dying souls, is taken in much opposition against the nihilists, those who think that, you know, when this life is over, that's it. However, the Bible says that when our bodies physically die, our soul returns to God who gave it. And our souls are eternal. But it's good to know that underneath us are the everlasting arms. When Peter saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said to him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. The beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety by him, and the Lord shall cover him all the day long, and he shall dwell between his shoulders. Cast all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. He that toucheth you toucheth the apple of his eye. They shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. So even though we recognize the temporariness of this physical body, we're just kind of in a temporary structure until we get our glorified bodies. And I know that I'm looking forward to getting my glorified body, because this body, my physical body, is wearing out. Especially with this osteoarthritis that I have in my hip. Sometimes I have to kind of laugh, and I've even talked to the Lord a little bit about it. "Lord, the reason you gave me osteoarthritis is to wake me up so that I could proclaim your word in the early morning hours." Because when you have so much pain, you get to the point where you say, "Well, I'm not, why just lay here and not do anything of value at all other than just endure the pain? I might as well get up and try to do something productive." Okay. And it also, it gets your mind off the pain. And, so God has his purposes in everything. And we've seen that over the years. You know, in everything that happens in our lives. I've seen it in the reality with my son Mark. How he is protected and shielded him from the onslaughts of all of this total mess that our society finds itself in. Well, I want to read in the 86th Psalm. Bow down thine ear, O Lord, hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my soul, for I am holy, O thou my God. Save thy servant that trusted in thee. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For thou art good and ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy unto all that call upon thee. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer and attend to the voice of my supplication. In the day of my trouble I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Among the gods there is none like unto thee, O Lord, neither are there any works like unto thy works. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name. For thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. I will praise thee, O Lord, my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore. For great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. O God, the proud are risen against me, and the assemblies of violent men have sought after my soul, and have not set thee before them. But thou, Lord, art a gracious God, full of compassion, and gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth. O turn unto me, and have mercy upon me. Give thy strength unto thy servant, and save the son of thine handmaid. Show me a token for good. They which hate me may see it and be ashamed, because thou, Lord, hast helped me and comforted me. Well, I love that one verse that says, for thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Well, we call upon the Lord this morning to grant us his mercy and his favor, and to forgive us from our transgressions, and to deliver us from the evil man. And I'm glad to know that he is good and ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon him, and that includes us. May the good Lord be with you this day, is my prayer in a special way.